Rocky Mountain National Park has announced that it will begin a phased reopening on May 27th. The park has been closed since late March, after the town of Estes Park saw its first confirmed case of COVID-19 and the mayor requested the park closed to visitors. KUNC's Matt Bloom has been following this, and he joins us now. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Erin.
So what do we know about this phased reopening of Rocky?
The big change is the park superintendent has submitted this plan to the Department of the Interior to create a new vehicle permitting system. And the way this works is you'd have to reserve a time online to enter the park ahead of your visit. So no more just showing up day of. The number of permits will be capped at 60% of the park's capacity, which is about 5,000 cars per day. These aren't available quite yet, but they could be as soon as next week on recreation.gov. We also know that once you actually get in the park, things are going to look a little bit different. Campsites will be open at a reduced capacity, and shuttles within the park will be running on a limited schedule, too. This is all aimed at preventing those big summer crowds that could result in some coronavirus spread in the community. But again, this is all tentative. The federal government still needs to approve this plan.
You sat in on the town board meeting Tuesday night where the Rocky Mountain National Park superintendent presented the plan for reopening. What was the reaction from the Estes Park trustees?
The reaction was pretty positive. There were a lot of questions about how this is all going to work and how they're going to communicate these pretty big changes to the general public in such a short amount of time. For example, on a very practical level, there was a question about opening and cleaning the park's public restrooms. The park is going to be operating with fewer staff. They haven't been able to do their seasonal hiring yet. Here's what Darla Seidel's Rocky superintendent said about that.
I can't say that they're all going to be open initially because we do have a staff shortage, but we are looking at having the most important ones open and staggering those that makes the most sense with how the visitor traffic and flow.
What about residents? Did you hear any reactions there?
Residents were limited to written comments. This was a virtual meeting. They were mixed. Some people are nervous about letting a bunch of people from other parts of the country come to Estes for the obvious health reasons. Estes Park does have one of the oldest age demographics in the entire state, so they're more vulnerable to some COVID-19 complications there. But on the other hand, the park is the economic engine of Estes. So there are a lot of people who are very supportive of opening the park in a safe way as soon as possible.
Did they talk about the issue of summer tourists at all? Will they be welcoming people from all over the world this year as they do every summer?
So just for some context, last year, the park saw a record 4.6 million people visit. And there's unanimous agreement among the trustees and residents that having that many people this year might present a public health issue for the community. But there's a lot of effort going on in the town right now between the trustees, local business owners, the Larimer County Public Health Department to try to strike the right balance between protecting the community from a COVID-19 outbreak and reaching a sustainable level of economic activity. And the frustrating thing is that nobody really has a good answer yet. One idea being considered is you could maybe close some of the main streets in town to cars and just allow pedestrians to have more space to move around in a socially distant way to help prevent coronavirus spread.
What does the park's reopening mean for the local economy in Estes Park?
It means businesses there have some chance at recouping their losses from the past couple of months. I talked to Pat Murphy. He's the owner of two hotels in town, and he says that he's more than ready for the park to reopen.
We've got sanitation dispensers on the property. We've got masks for all our employees. We're having online check-ins. I mean, we're everything that's been recommended for us to do, we've done it.
Murphy says there won't be any breakfast buffets. Swimming pools will stay closed until the local health department says it's safe to reopen. But as long as the park stays open, he says that is the most important thing.
KUNC's Matt Bloom, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Do you have questions about recreation and public lands in Colorado during the pandemic and beyond? Join KUNC's Neil Best for an online conversation with Darla Seidels, superintendent of Rocky Mountain National Park, and Dan Gibbs, executive director of Colorado's Department of Natural Resources, this Thursday night at 7 p.m. on YouTube and on KUNC's Facebook page.